WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All eyes on Atlanta today as supporters of former President Trump hold a rally ahead of his surrender for allegedly conspiring along with 18 others to try and overturn the 2020 election.
Former President Trump says on social media he is coming here to proudly be arrested, but before he does, ABC News has learned Trump is shaking up his legal team, bringing in a new lawyer to represent him here in Georgia. Lawyers who echoed Trump's false claims of election fraud in Georgia have already surrendered. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis falsely claimed voting machines were controlled by Venezuela, ballots were manipulated, and dead people voted in massive numbers. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Atlanta.
Trump did not take part in last night's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee. Instead, he taped a sit-down interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Eight other candidates did debate, with Trump's name mentioned repeatedly. This is ABC News. A deadly night at a biker bar in Orange County, California. Three people shot and killed before responding police killed the attacker. People think it started with a domestic dispute. Ask Americans about which cities they think are the safest, and the responses you get may depend on politics. ABC's Jim Ryan taking a look at a new Gallup poll.
The same survey asked respondents about their political leanings, finding that partisanship affects how people view various cities. 64% of Democrats, for example, consider Los Angeles safe, while only 21% of Republicans do. It's a similar story for New York, labeled safe by 64% of Democrats in the survey, but only 22% of Republicans.
The city that people consider the safest, Dallas. FIFA now opening up a case against the Spanish soccer official who kissed a player on the lips right after the women's team won the World Cup. The player, Jenny Hermoso, later said she didn't like it. Jacqueline Lee, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A well-known meat seller in northeast Wisconsin has issued a recall of its own products. Salmon Meats has issued a voluntary Class 1 recall of several of its ready-to-eat meat products found in grocery stores. The store says their products could be contaminated with Listeria. Listeria affects the young and old the most and can cause infections, which can be fatal. The product labels to be concerned about are ones with the number 742. For more information on the recall and products affected, please visit salmonsmeatproducts.com. A former campground owner is in custody this morning. Ann Retzloff was arrested on a warrant yesterday in Okano County and moved to the Shawano County Jail. Retzloff missed a court date in January where she faced charges for leading authorities on a miles-long chase after refusing to pull over. Retzloff was the owner of Annie's Campground in Shawano, which was sold last year to help pay a bank loan.
Ishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Welcome to one of the premier jazz festivals around. We are in Oshkosh.
Get to see Oshkosh, you know, my hometown, embracing and enjoying and celebrating this festival. I mean, I really do mean that.
Erin Bame is the main organizer of the Oshkosh Jazz Fest. She says it's fairly new, but starting to make a name for itself and this Wisconsin city. So what is Oshkosh best known for, at least right now? Is it UW Oshkosh? EAA AirVenture or Oshkosh Bagosh? The answer coming up.
Our festival is completely free and family friendly.
Two reasons the festival's grown from hundreds to thousands. And the entertainers are huge too. Names like Torme and Take Six, the most awarded a cappella group in history. So did you guess what made Oshkosh famous? Is Oshkosh Bagosh. But don't forget the Oshkosh Jazz Festival for future fame. The fest is Saturday afternoon, August 26th, and is a new slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board. Greg's going to be here for a while.
Yes, I am.
Jane's out for a little bit, and so we got Greg just on the board. I mean, you're here until mid-November. Basically, no. You and I?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to...
You're here permanently. You work for Civic Media, yeah. But I'm saying on this show, you're going to be on September. The board until September 12th.
Yep. You said November. I'm like, wait, I am?
Oh, no, I said September.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say November?
You said November, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Do you even remember? Yeah, I'll be here till mid-September.
Mid-September.
That'll be really fun, and I'm looking forward to it. And Jane... Have a good vacation.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
She has. Well, that first hour of today's show, which you should definitely go back and listen to as a podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts on Spotify and Apple, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Maybe rate us. Maybe review us. We would appreciate it.
That'd be really nice.
But that flew by. Lots of people with lots of opinions from last night's debate. You know, my last thing I'm going to say.
Yes. Ever?
I think, no. God, no. Come on. If I'm not mistaken, I think the only mention of, of Milwaukee throughout the debate was talking about the shootings that had happened over the weekend.
Yay.
So, you know, it's a presidential debate. So, but I think there was maybe some hope that we talked so much about, and especially in our pregame coverage about Wisconsin, and we're very Wisconsin oriented. Civic Media is across Wisconsin. The show is called As Goes Wisconsin. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Wisconsin voters and where they're at. We talked with Charles Franklin. We talked with Ben Wickler. We talked with during the panel that was not aired. We talked with Craig Gilbert, who is a veteran political reporter on all things Wisconsin. Bill McCaution, who's I know has been a GOP Republican strategist, campaign manager for decades. So I learned a lot yesterday too. But it was interesting, this the difference between how much we talked about Wisconsin yesterday and how little I feel like I heard Wisconsin on stage, despite the debate being in Wisconsin.
Which I don't think is unusual.
I know.
I mean, at least it's wonderful to be here in beautiful Milwaukee, but then they'd have to give it up for a city, and GOP hates cities because that's where all the crime is.
And yet they'll be back next year.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes, indeedy. Wait. All right. Well, since we had so many texts and calls to take last hour, we're moving things around today. So now we're going to get to some of the good, the bad, and the, oh, and you thought our leaders were criminals, of headlines from yesterday, because the news did not stop. In fact, as we had the CNN and Fox and MSNBC on the TVs yesterday at Whitetail, there was a lot of news that was that was breaking. We talked a little bit about it at the end of the last segment with Rudy Giuliani surrendering and getting that beautiful vampire-esque mugshot of his. And but one thing that we'll start with the good that maybe you did not hear about, and we'll end with the thing that I don't know if you could have missed hearing about, but the good: brain implants helped a voiceless woman speak. This is, I feel like we need to do more science and technology. Like, we need a whole segment, because I always am just astounded with, as we debate and fight and bicker over politics, like, some of the people who are scientists and researchers and the actual breakthroughs that they're doing that are just so incredible, that is, like, way more uplifting than the stuff that we talk about. But researchers monitored the woman's neural activity with tiny devices implanted in her brain. They then decoded what she wanted to say at a rate of 62 words per minute. See, I think I can type 62 words per minute, but don't check my, like, typos. They'll definitely have to go back and, like, find all those little squiggly red lines and be like, oh, I've got to fix that word.
As goes with scops, son.
Yes, exactly. But yes, a paralyzed woman was able to speak again thanks to AI. Ann Johnson stopped being able to talk after suffering a severe stroke 18 years ago. But a new study in Nature revealed that she could speak again thanks to a brain implant and AI technology that allowed scientists to decode her brain signals and represent them as an avatar speaking words on a computer screen. The triumph, a world first, raises the possibility that brain-computer interfaces and AI can work together to help people who've lost their speech capabilities regain verbal communication. So this is a huge milestone in restoring the ability to communicate to people who have lost it. And it's a new study that relied on technology that's rapidly improving. So, like, this is the kind of AI stuff that I think is less scary, that is also very encouraging.
But the problem is in your brain is all these implants of ChatGPT.
So does that sound like Vivek Ramaswamy then, according to Chris
Hug
Gracie?
Me like you hugged Obama. Hug me like you hugged Obama. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
All right, so the bad, which is really bad. Guns killed a record number of U.S. children in 2021. At least 4,752 children died from a firearm injury in 2021. That's an increase of almost 42% since 2018, according to a new analysis from the CDC. And it was the second year in a row in which guns were the top cause of death among children and adolescents, surpassing cars, drug overdoses, and cancer.
All right.
Do you have any? I don't even know what kind of sound effect we would play with that, but that is just.
No, there's no. Anyone who's just. It's offensive and mean. And, I mean, like, all I want to. You know, I just want to have a sound effect of someone shaking their fist in the wind at people who. Because you know what's going to happen. Someone's going to be like, well, you know what we need to do? We need to give those kids guns.
Well, speaking of that, good segue. Thanks. Oh, I didn't even know if you knew this is where I was going, but that was a great segue, Greg.
Oh, what did I do?
Crying parents of shooting victims were physically removed from Tennessee legislature. This comes after Tennessee Republicans expelled two Democratic lawmakers for joining gun protests after a mass elementary school shooting earlier this year. So we all remember what happened in March in Tennessee.
Yep.
And yesterday, grieving, was this yesterday? Yeah, this was yesterday. Grieving, crying parents of school shooting victims were among the protesters removed from a Tennessee subcommittee meeting about a new law to allow more guns on school campuses on, this was Monday afternoon, sorry. So basically, they are trying to pass a law that would allow gun permit holders, police officers, and military members, both active and retired, to carry a handgun at any public school building. And protesters, including those who were parents of the children who died in the Covenant school shooting, were there holding signs and like small signs, like printer paper signs, like 8x11. And they got physically removed from being there because they were considering a bill that ruled that members of the public were to be barred from holding up signs, but some protesters still held small signs that read, "One kid over all the guns," as well as a book called Joaquin's First School Shooting and a scarf that said, "Covenant Strong."
You know,
heaven forbid they be confronted with their own decisions.
Not only that, but it does just sound like a textbook infringement of the First Amendment. The government telling people they can't say what they want to say, they can't
in the people's house.
In the people's house
of Tennessee.
Like, what do you do? What, like, you're going to be 0-2 on this one, Tennessee. I mean, it's. I wish, you know, this isn't a joke, by the way. What I'm about to say isn't a joke. I wish you could put me in the head of one of these individuals for like 30 to 40 seconds so I could understand why they believe that the only way to solve the problem is to pour more of the problem on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sometimes believe these people are mentally ill, and I'm not being funny about this, because to me, to arm teachers, to arm whomever is in the school, that just sounds like crazy talk.
Yeah.
And you can't make me understand why that's a solution.
All right. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left.
Comedy.
The biggest news, I think, from yesterday.
Yeah.
Even more than the debate.
Oh, my God.
Would be 2 months after leading his Wagner group mercenaries in a revolt against the Kremlin, Yevgeny Prigozhin appears to have died in a plane crash that some believe was orchestrated by Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
The footage from that was wild.
We got done with the show yesterday. I stood up. I started walking over, looking at my phone, and all of a sudden I just see this little dot in the sky falling to the ground. I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, my God. And there were like three. There was the first angle that had like the pillar in front of it that you couldn't see too well. Then there was a clear shot. And then just the plane on fire.
And, you know, to a certain extent, as far as this is, I don't know if being shot out of the sky is textbook. I think most of the time when we hear about the Kremlin assassinating people, there's usually like poison involved. But there were some reports that Prigozhin was thrown out of the plane before the plane was shot down.
God.
And I have to say, when this all happened 2 months ago, when it was like they were calling a mutiny and a coup, and then there was just like magically a solution that Prigozhin was gonna go to Belarus and ever, like, we're all good now, like, handshake.
It's like that scene from Scarface.
This is not done.
Yeah, it's like that scene from Scarface with a helicopter. Like, this is a message.
Yes. And I just have to end as far as, like, we have a lot of problems in our country, and I think there are some people who would argue that we've had criminals, maybe currently have criminals, some people want to argue for, as far as our leadership. But at least our leaders aren't just blatantly and unapologetically throwing their enemies out of planes.
Yet.
So, all right, when we come back, let's give away some Brewers tickets. If you want to go to the game on Sunday, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I may ask you your thoughts on pumpkins.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative actually impact people and see that I really could do that has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the Nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High of 80, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows around 64. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs around 82. Dry with temps below average Saturday and Sunday. And highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Driving late at night, I don't know what's on my mind. I'm on 25 with my pumpkin spice. Everything in time, hope I make it out alright. Chilling at the light with my pumpkin spice. I don't even know why I feel so lonely. I don't want to die, so I'm driving.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And it is too damn hot for pumpkin spice to be back. That is my... You changed my mind. Because... I'm not necessarily a pumpkin spice person anyways. I feel like one is fine. The joyous reaction of many when pumpkin spice is back in season at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. But when it's 110 degrees, it doesn't feel like fall. It is not time for pumpkin spice. And yet people in the Midwest are welcoming the pumpkin spice latte back. Despite our 100 degree weather, because that is when Starbucks has decided that fall has already started. And so I want to get the thoughts of some of our callers who called for, we have some callers for the Brewers tickets.
Oh, we got so many callers.
We got so many callers for the Brewers tickets. So just a reminder that you, we have four tickets to give away. So we'll give two away, but we don't have like a question. So I'm just going to take people's thoughts on pumpkin spice, which has nothing to do with baseball, but I guess it does have to do with fall because the playoffs.
Fall classic. There
sure.
You go. And if you're calling, just stay on the line until I get your information in case you do win. 1 second. All right, we're gonna throw it to Oscar calling all the way from Madison. Oscar, tell us your thoughts.
Tell us your thoughts on pumpkin spice. Is it too soon?
I think it's too soon, especially with the weather so hot right now.
Right? Like who? I mean, even if it's an iced latte, it feels like. The flavors in a pumpkin spice latte, iced or not, is not what I still want. Watermelon. I want fruit. I want flavors of summer, of lemonade. Yes, exactly. When it is the fall, are you a pumpkin spice person?
No, not at all.
Never.
So no matter what time of the year, I don't like it at all. So.
All right. Well, you want to win some tickets for Sunday's game, though?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. All right. Are you? Would this be? Have you gone to any of the other games this year so far?
Yeah, I went to a couple of games this year. So.
All right. Well, I think if you're going to make the trip down to West Allis and to the Milwaukee area, let's give them to them. You got two tickets for Sunday's game against the Padres at 1:10. Oscar. Now, do you typically listen to our show, or is you a new listener?
Yeah, I listen. Yeah, I listen while I'm working. So, yeah.
Nice. What do you do?
211. I do maintenance outside, so I'm trying to figure out some stuff to do inside today.
Oh, yes, please, please drink water and take care of yourself if you're working outside. Because I grew up in Madison, and it's a lot more humid in Madison than it is in Milwaukee, no matter what.
Oscar, do me a favor. Stay on the line and get some information from you.
Okay.
All right.
And just a quick reminder before we take our next caller and get their thoughts on pumpkin spice, that these tickets are brought to you by tuning in to our flagship brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the game, the Brewers game, on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Greg, who do we have next?
We have got Lynn from Oconomowoc.
Lynn from Oconomowoc, what do you think about pumpkin spice?
Oscar?
Too sweet.
Too sweet, right?
Whether it's hot or cold, and the weather is hot or cold, pumpkin spice is too sweet. But I love pumpkin bread.
I also love pumpkin bread. That is a good point. So do you ever shop at like a Trader Joe's type store when like everything in the fall just becomes like there's pumpkin spice cookies, there's pumpkin spice crackers, there's pumpkin spice everything. It just like takes over.
I have shopped at Trader Joe's, but I don't mind baked goods.
Okay.
But other, I don't like, well, I love pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. See, it's timely. It's like, it's specific things, but I agree with you on the actual pumpkin spice latte, but I'm also someone who drinks my coffee like black with maybe a little bit of cream, like the sugary frappuccino thing. It's like it's a dessert, but it's not a go-to.
Right. I'm a mocha drinker, and I'm just reheating my second cup of Cafe Verona.
Oh, okay. Well,
I grind my beans.
Nice. So you make them at home.
I do, and I feel guilty not buying the $5 lattes at Starbucks.
You mean you feel guilty that you're not buying them, or you feel guilt-free that you're not buying them? Because that seems a good financial choice.
No, I feel guilty. I feel guilty that I don't visit Starbucks very often.
Well, I think that's okay. I think it's probably smart for you to make them at home. But you are going to go to the Brewers game on Sunday, so congratulations to you. Greg is going to get all of your information. And for you and for Oscar, if Oscar is still listening, when you go, make sure you take a picture, have fun, say hi to each other. And if you tag Civic Media and As Goes Wisconsin and anything you put online, we would really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for listening. And to everyone else who called in that we could not take your call, we'll have more tickets. The season's not over. We'll have more tickets to give away. But Greg is still on the phone getting information from... Can we have time to take Cindy's call, or we got to go to break?
Got about 1 minute left.
Can we take her?
Let's do it.
Cindy, what say you?
Hey, Christine. Well, you were talking before the Brewer tickets about how we don't have leaders who throw people out of planes yet. But we did have a leader that tried to overthrow the election, and we have a bunch of potential candidates that are willing to support him. So, you know, I really don't know which is worse.
Well, that's what we had to go to a break, and so that was kind of where I wanted to go with that conversation as far as are we on our way to – if we let this slide, does that not open the door for a Putin-type authoritarian government? And so I totally agree with you as far as – to be that brazen, maybe we're not there yet, but we got to be careful that we don't get there soon. So I totally agree with you, Cindy.
Yep, thanks.
All right, thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. When we come back, J.R. Radcliffe's back. It's been a minute since we got to talk to him, but he's got some Brewers updates, we got some Packers updates, we got some college football updates. So we will hear all of that from him when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Chilling
at the light with my pumpkin. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline Lee.
All eyes on Atlanta today as supporters of former President Trump hold a rally ahead of his surrender for allegedly conspiring along with 18 others to try and overturn the 2020 election.
Former President Trump says on social media he is coming here to proudly be arrested. But before he does, ABC News has learned Trump is shaking up his legal team, bringing in a new lawyer to represent him here in Georgia. Lawyers who echoed Trump's false claims of election fraud in Georgia have already surrendered. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis falsely claimed voting machines were controlled by Venezuela, ballots were manipulated, and dead people voted in massive numbers. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Atlanta.
Trump did not take part in last night's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee. Instead, he taped a sit-down interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Eight other candidates did debate, with Trump's name mentioned repeatedly. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
If you see first responder crews this morning at Austin-Straubel Airport, don't panic. Area airports are undergoing disaster drills to prepare for emergencies. Last Wednesday, Appleton International simulated a plane crash, giving local first responder crews a chance to practice procedures and protocols. This morning, a similar drill will be exercised at Austin-Straubel Airport in Green Bay from 7 a.m. to noon. These drills are required every 3 years by the FAA. Be on the lookout for phone scammers who tell you you missed jury duty. People in Brown County have been getting phone calls by scammers pretending to be law enforcement. After telling people they're at fault, the scammers give an ultimatum. Turn yourself in to the Brown County Sheriff or send cash or a prepaid gift card. John A. Vanderleest of the Brown County Clerk of Courts says there is no situation where it would be necessary for jurors to send cash or gift cards for missing jury service.
Ishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, just south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground. I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports. They top their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Lest they disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energy.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board.
Hello.
J.R. Radcliffe is back. It's been a minute since we've seen you, friend.
It has been a minute. I didn't realize there's such a deep catalog of sports songs, you know, songs kind of riffing on the same joke, like what we had there. That's a new one. I had not heard that one before.
You haven't heard that one on this show before? We've never played that one for you? I guess sometimes
there's always
Go ahead.
There's always something, a sports song, but like I feel like you've got more than just one or two. You've got a deep bench here.
Jane really enjoys, like, her, I think one of her greatest pleasures ever since becoming the producer for the show is finding parody songs. And she just keeps adding to the catalog. And so that is, and especially because Jane is not necessarily, how do I say this? The biggest sports fan.
No, she's a small sports fan.
She's a small, she knows enough because she works in radio and the news. But I think if she did, this was not her job, she would know nothing.
Yeah, that's I definitely appreciate that. Perhaps that's why I'm here, to enlighten the masses. I hope Jane is listening to this segment.
Well, she might be.
I hope she's not.
Yeah. We hope that she's actually taking a break.
Yeah.
A good break. All right.
But that is your job, legitimately, is to know all of the things about all of the sports, because J.R. Ratcliffe is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter capturing social stories and trending local sports topics. So you don't just do one beat, like one sport, one team. You kind of do it all. And so we're going to kind of cover it all and see everything that's going to happen right now in professional sports and even a little college sports. Have you done any high school sports yet? Did you cover any of the high school football that started last week?
I did not. Not this time. Okay. Fun fact, though, I did cover high school sports for almost 15 years. That's how my career got started. So I was deep into the high school sports scene for a long time. I confess that I'm quite a bit removed now and probably don't have a good sense of what's going on. But
you've done a couple. Like, you did some stories about the quarterback, the female quarterback from last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, occasionally I'll dip my toe back in, and I think I went to state football last year, state basketball. So I get to parachute in now to the big events. I used to despise those people when I was covering every week, and then here come the big timers in for the big events. Well, now I also show up just for the big events. I've gotten soft.
That's fair. That's fine. All right. Well, let's start off with the Brewers. How have the Brewers been doing? Besides their very, I talked to some people who went to the game yesterday, and they said it was
hot. Very
hot. Very, very hot.
The action was hot, too.
Yes. Well, it wasn't for some of the game, but yeah, by the end, triple digits. You had Abner Uribe throwing a ball faster than the temperature at 103 miles per hour. So that was impressive. And then most importantly, they won. They won in extra innings because on a 100 degree day, you need extra innings, of course.
Gosh.
But the Brewers win that game. They sweep the two-game series for Minnesota. They've now won 5 in a row. They've won 8 of 11, I think it is. My math might, on the fly might be poor. No, I think it's 9 of 12.
I think you said 9 of 12. You said this morning when we were talking about this.
Yeah, 9 of 12 because that includes sweeps in Chicago against the White Sox, who are not very good. So that's not a surprise. But in Texas, also hot in Texas, and that's a team that is a first place team, very good team this year, and the Brewers went there and swept. So they're playing as well as they have all year. This is definitely an upswing for them. They are more games above 500 right now at 13 than they have been at any point this season. They've got a 3.5 game lead over the Cubs and the Reds. There's a lot of suitors for these playoff spots, and the Brewers are not out of the woods yet. They're not a slam dunk playoff team at this point, but they are sitting pretty. They have, I think, kind of an okay schedule going forward. Big series against the Cubs coming up next week, and then that could sort of help people see where this is going ultimately. But right now things are really good for the Brewers,
and yet our showing against the Dodgers,
poor,
not great.
It was not good,
not great.
I think they got 10 hits in 3 games. They definitely scored, 3 runs in 3 games. Wasted a really good Corbin Burnes performance, and it's key because There are two great teams in the National League. There's the Atlanta Braves. There's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Everybody else is kind of pretty equal after that among the playoff contenders. So they have to be able to beat the Braves and the Dodgers. The problem is that they're 2-10 this year against the Braves and the Dodgers. They've gotten swept in LA. They just got swept in Atlanta not that long ago. And those are important matchups because the Brewers will face one or both of those teams. If they do get to a World Series, they're going to have to beat at least one of them. They might have to beat both of them. So that's a concern. The one thing you can say is that the Brewers, the guys who pitched in that series probably aren't the guys, across the board that will pitch in a playoff series. Corbin Burnes did face the Dodgers, but they didn't have Woodruff and Peralta in that series pitching. So you could argue that still the randomness of baseball or just how things line up, if they get into a playoff series, their chances aren't necessarily better or worse because of how they fared in the regular season. But it is hard to see the Brewers being better than one of those two teams over any long stretch. At least that's the case right now.
Yeah. Well, it's still exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is the Twins were the other first-place team they beat, too.
That's right. Yes, they're... Their record not quite as impressive, but...
No. And that's the thing that's interesting about the NL and AL right now is that the Twins and us we're both first-place teams. We're the only first-place teams in our divisions in those leagues that have less than 70 wins. Or I think the Brewers now have 70 wins, but, like... Such a low win percentage to be in first place is very interesting to me.
It's a product of just the central divisions. Both the AL and NL have been very weak all year. And actually, at this point, the AL, I would say, is quite a bit worse than the NL because the Twins have a worse record than the Brewers, and they are probably almost certainly going to be the representative out of the AL Central. So that has played to the Brewers' fortune to some degree this year, that the teams in the division haven't really risen up. It's enabled the Brewers to stay near or in first place pretty much all year long. But we've hit a stretch here. The Cubs have really asserted themselves. They're a good team, and they've really kind of been a sneaky, decent team all year long. And now they're bordering on good, especially if they can get their pitching together. And the Reds have kind of stuck their nose in there and been a problem since July. So it's not a deep division and beyond those three teams. You know, the other two teams aren't very good, but still, like, it's going to be kind of neck and neck for these three teams down the stretch for the Central.
Well, would you say it's the same thing? Because, like, I always feel like with baseball, and this is why we have people like you and Paul Noonan come on, because it's, unless you're like Greg, who's a very big fan, like, I kind of just, it's until we get to playoff season, it's kind of how the NBA season is too. It's just like, we won, we lost, we're kind of here. And then all of a sudden you start to, like, for those of us, I'm not quite a bandwagon fan, but I pay attention more when it feels like the consequences are a little bit higher.
For me, all season long, the wins are so wonderful. The losses are so,
devastating.
They're
brutal.
Pangs in my stomach.
Well, I know it's pangs in your stomach that you do not get those same pangs from the Packers.
Who?
Yes. So, speaking, moving on to what takeaways, because we've had a couple preseason games. Any big takeaways from those beyond, obviously, the big story that came out of Saturday's game was that the game got suspended. And so we did not finish it against the Patriots. But anything that you've been seeing that gives any indicators as far as what we can expect for this season? Because it's like, as I keep saying, what I think is exciting about this season is, like, no one knows what to expect, really. And so, as someone who has a keen eye on this, do you have more expectations? Or do you have any predictions as far as what you've been seeing?
I'd say it's probably just what I would have expected coming in. I mean, the preseason, you just don't get enough out of preseason to know where your starters stand. You could certainly learn a lot about the depth of your team. And there are some spots, like safety, for example, if you want to get a little more granular about it. The Packers they don't really have any good safeties. I mean, they got a couple guys who will make this team and a lot of question marks after that. So from that standpoint, you learn a little bit. I would say that, you know, the big story is obviously Jordan Love. He looks okay. I wouldn't say he looks earth-shattering. I wouldn't say he looks, you know, incompetent by any means. He looks good. So I think there's some reassurance there that he can work in this offense pretty well. I still don't think we know a lot about how it's going to, you know, like, when they open up against the Bears, I still feel like that could go any number of directions. Yeah. I don't know if we have a really good sense yet.
Which will be exciting, right? I feel like there's less room for disappointment. I think at least the last two seasons, maybe even the last three, it's felt like opening game day and we've just gotten smashed and had a terrible first game, and it's just such a bad way to start the season because there's such high expectations with Rodgers here, and every year was our year and how good we're looking. And there's something about going into this year that feels like, I don't know, so you can't be let down.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. There's the less room for disappointment is a good way to put it. You assumed every year with Aaron Rodgers they had a chance to go to the playoffs, and if they didn't, it would be woeful. Or if they didn't get to the Super Bowl, it'd be bad, and there was a lot of disappointment. Here, it's such a wild card, you know, like, they could go 9-8 and it would be a really good season.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they missed a playoffs by a game and it's viewed as a disappointment. You know, like, honestly, it could go any number of ways. This division is kind of weak too.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad divisions. So there's an opportunity for them to still be good. But even if they're not good, it could be a solid season depending on Jordan Love's development.
But then on the flip side of another football team, I feel like expectations are very high for the Badgers.
This is true. This game, they open up the season September 2nd against Buffalo. That game is not as follows in the Big Ten season. But yeah, a lot of buzz, just an incredible amount of buzz for new coach Luke Fickell. You know, they've got a bunch of transfers in there. Quarterback Tanner Mordecai is a brand new player. This is a very different set of circumstances. We basically have a new team.
I mean, I don't know exactly. I'm not going to pretend that I know like the lineup from last year compared to this year, like the back of my hand. But it's like just hearing headline after headline after headline after Fickell was announced as the new coach of this transfer and that transfer and this guy's here and all these new players, with the kind of expectation is like, we are now in some massive super conference, and the reason that Fickell got hired is because we have to be competitive and they're going to pay the money to do that. And like college, this is kind of like the end of an era, right? Like last season was kind of the last season of college football as it's mostly been known, with the different conferences, with it not feeling like, I don't know, like NFL light.
I mean, yes, we still have another year before things really start to kick in with the Big 12, Pac 12, the essentially the elimination of the Pac 12 schools from the West Coast moving into the Big 10. That'll all officially start next year. But yes, college football is in complete flux. College sports in general is in complete flux. And you're right. You're seeing super conferences a lot closer to a, you know, it's not so much about a regional thing, which is what college sports has always been. It's more of like a conference, you know, the NFC, the AFC sort of thing. That does bring in a lot more money. It does mean the Badgers need to be more competitive. It seems like AD Chris McIntosh made this hire with one eye on that, bringing in Luke Fickell. And yeah, and the transfer portal had already become a big part of it. He was very active in bringing in players. There are a lot of new faces, a lot of old ones too. There's still going to be like Braylon Allen, the running back, and a lot of guys on defense. Well, some of the guys on defense, there are going to be a lot of names that people recognize too that are going to have to be huge contributors here. The entire offensive line, with one exception. So But obviously quarterback play, they'll be throwing the ball a lot more. It's a totally new offense. Their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, is a very different vibe for the Badgers compared to how they've typically run their offense. So it's going to be a completely different look, even if the names are some of the names are the same. It's going to be really exciting. You know, Badgers fans have not had this. They have not had a team that looks to pass the ball really ever. So It is a new dawn, and yeah, to stay competitive, you got to keep up with the Joneses. The Badgers have a really they're okay. They're in a decent spot to do that with, you know, with some of the new hires and the ability that they've shown to bring in transfers. Like I think they can have a really good season. They should win their division, which is not littered with any of the toughest teams in the Big Ten. So they should be able to do that, playing it for a Big Ten title. Maybe they have the game of their lives against Ohio State. I don't know. There's
you can always hope here. The Ohio State eye roll. That's a different. We don't have enough time for me to talk about Ohio State. But all right. Well, it's good to see your face, man. We're always happy to have you here and get your insight on stuff. But J.R. Ratcliffe is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter who captures social stories and trending local sports topics. Follow him on Twitter. Check out all of his articles on Journal Sentinel, JS Online. And we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, we'll see you again.
All right, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to actually get to what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Yay.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Sports go sports. May the competitors you prefer best their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feed of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! Go team, yeah!
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative actually impact people and see that I really could do that has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we didn't get to talk about it yesterday, so let's talk about it today. Who are you guys having at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Your voice has been very, like, relaxing today, by the way. Just like, hello, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin.
You know, sometimes I just channel my best ASMR impression, and we go for it.
You'd make millions.
I should. I feel like I could do it. I feel like I'd be good at it.
You got some time coming on your hands soon, so.
And I also will have a baby to try to keep to sleep, so maybe I can practice on her.
There you go. So this weekend we have got two different kinds of shows happening. So Friday we have what we call the Local Laugh Series. It's a showcase of Milwaukee and other regional performers. That'll be Friday. That show is at 7:30. Tickets are available right now. You can go to laughingtap.com for your ticket needs on that show, 7:30. And then this Saturday, we've got two shows with the one, the only, Mr. Matt Bronger, who has been on, he's got like five records out. He's been on, he was on the show Agent Carter, the Marvel show Agent Carter. He was on a show called Uploaded on Amazon Prime. He's just been everywhere, done everything, and he's super fun. Two shows that night on Saturday, 7:30 and 10. 7:30 is almost sold out. Get those 10 o'clock tickets.
Get those 10 o'clock tickets because
this is a wacky man coming in to sell some wacky jokes. I got a clip right now to give you an idea.
Let's listen
right now.
If you got the right person, they'll make you love stuff you never loved, you know? Like, I used to hate Las Vegas, as I used to play there a lot, and I would, like, just play for, like, crap money, and I'd eat in the cafeteria. Oh, casino cafeterias, where the workers eat. It's like the Irish level on the Titanic, but not fun. It's real bad. And my wife loves Vegas, because she basically pointed out, she's like, look, we're doing better now, we can spend money on things, you're getting better gigs. The thing I love about Vegas is everyone goes. You see every kind of person from all over the world all hanging out, right, being idiot adults. There's something for everyone in that town. You learn stuff about yourself. I learned I like watching young people get wasted, you know? Not like a creep, not like, that one's almost ready, start the van. Not like that. Get the zip ties, he's about to pass out. Not like that. No, just like, I feel like a retired professional athlete, you know? So when I was younger, I used to get blown out. I had a Herculean tolerance, and I used it and abused it. I still drink, I still get it on, but not like I used to, because I'm old now. But I like watching someone with the metabolism of a jungle cat go nuts. It's fun.
So that's a taste of Matt Bronger. Also a cast member of Mad TV back in the day as well.
Really?
Yes, he was on Mad TV.
God, that show.
He is a very funny performer and a very nice person. And this is, we've worked with him a bunch
of times. Not to be confused with Matt Bomer, who's the hot guy from the actor. He was in like Magic Mike and he was in White Collar and.
Oh, no. He was also, that guy, I believe, was also in The Heart Goes On.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but yeah, he's not. That's not the same guy.
Okay.
No. It's Matt Bronger. If you look him up, he's
how do you spell his last name?
B-R-A-U-N-G-E-R.
Bronger.
Bronger.
I was hearing Brommer. Oh, Bronger. With an M.
Bronger.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he'll be coming through. Tickets are, I believe, 22 online, 25 at the door. This is considered a special event. Still no drink minimum at the door at those.
Never a drink minimum.
Never a drink minimum.
Love that.
But this is a special event, so tickets are a little bit more expensive. But you are getting someone who has been literally all over the world on television, in movies, and we're very happy to have him. I've had the pleasure of opening for him before, and he just super nice guy. And I will say this too: the lineup that night, you're going to get Adam Burke. Featuring, who's been on Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's a regular feature on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I would love for this show to be more like Wait, Don't Tell Me.
We
need more time to write future. Jokes.
We just need a staff of 30.
That's true. that is true.
And research elves.
Well, I think there's a lot of comedy writers right now who are out of work. You think we can get any of
them? Oh, you want to cross that picket line, huh?
No, how is that crossing the picket line?
Because they're writing. They're not supposed to be doing anything.
But they're not supposed to be doing work for... Struck companies. We're not a struck company.
Okay. All right, then. Cool.
Because I think they're writing for like Crooked Media and like.
Did you see that A24 got taken off their list because A24 said, "Yeah, sure, you can have it all.
Yeah,
can we just make a movie now?" Like, I just like that idea. Just some CEO is like, "Yeah, sure, take it. I don't care. Can we just make a weird, scary movie now? That's going to be weird and scary that Greg won't watch."
Speaking of Greg, though, when are you performing in Madison?
Oh geez. Okay. Let's
talk about it.
Let's bring expectations down a little bit, folks. My friend Chastity Washington, who I have worked with many times, who is, in my opinion, the funniest comedian in Milwaukee, opens for Roy Wood Jr. This is more about a plug for her now. She is going to be headlining at Comedy Club on State in Madison, the last weekend of September. And on the 28th of September, which is a Thursday, I'm going to be doing a guest set. So it's a 5-minute set. You're not going to see me doing a bunch of comedy. It's going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be fast, but it'll be funny because you got to bring that funny on a guest set. And yours truly will be there the 28th of September at Comedy on State with the lovely Chastity Washington.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited.
You should be excited.
Yeah. Hopefully that will turn into more work, but we'll
see. Because you don't have enough going on.
Well, I don't want to stop doing stand-up.
No, I know.
I love doing stand-up.
I know.
I consider myself a stand-up, like, first, before everything else I do, I'm a stand-up comedian. That's what I think of myself.
No, which is good, but I would say it's also interesting because it's the balance of, that is like the balance of most artists who are not, who have to do multiple jobs to do their art.
Yeah.
Finding the creative bandwidth to continue to do the thing that, like, you love most. While still paying the bills.
And other people do like podcasts and side work writing. I'm like, I'll work in radio at a brewery. And I'm like, I have no, like, I must have ADHD. I have no focus whatsoever. I'm like, I'll get jobs nowhere near my, but honestly, like, they all have to do with my creativity. That's the great thing. You can channel your creativity in different ways. So whether it's radio, at a brewery doing tours.
Brewing. Yeah, your side gig isn't like accounting. Like, I'll do your taxes. All right. Well, what a fun show today.
It was fun. Thank you to everyone who called. Like, everyone who called.
Tons of callers. We're going to try, you know, with everyone who called for Brewers tickets today, keep listening because we'll have more Brewers tickets for sure. We have tickets for almost every home game. So thanks to everyone who called. Thanks to J.R. Radcliffe, as always, for giving us our sports update. We'll be back tomorrow. William Walter from Town Call, who you can, if you continue to listen, we'll be up next with Luke Mathers, but he will be our Civic Media crossover tomorrow. CJ Safer is going to be back, and we're going to talk some... Ooh. Maybe we'll talk about the debate and get a conservative's point of view of what he heard last night. And we're just going to have a fun Friday show. So come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. But this has been As Goes Wisconsin. Nothing more.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Alex-